No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to, Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith, flight training professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, we have actually Ed in the studio. Keith is in St. Louis. However, we've recruited additional passengers for today's virtual flight through the latest aviation news and information. And I don't know, Ed, I guess I'll let you introduce our in-studio guest, and we'll go to our phone guest.
Okay, did you turn my microphone on?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm just checking you.
Don't test me. I'll cut you.
Okay. Well, in the studio, we have Terry Freeman, who is one of our customers at Flight Training Professionals, and just not too long ago completed his private pilot certificate.
Very nice.
But this really actually also ties into the Just Plane Radio program, because his brother Tom bought Terry a Discovery flight from us, and Tom has been listening to our show for a number of years. He lives up in Pennsylvania, and he heard the show and bought Terry the thing. That's how we got to know Terry, and then through all of that, we also got to meet Tom not too long ago as well.
Well, very nice. And Tom is on the phone from his headquarters. Where are you at, Tom? Where exactly?
I'm in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. You guys talked a little bit about the museum in Penn Yan, New York, not too long ago for Glenn Curtis, and about 45 minutes south of that.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, very good. Well, welcome to the big show today, and Terry, welcome to you as well.
Well, thank you.
Are you basically here to make me look bad because you've already got your private pilot certificate with Ed being your pilot, or what?
I'm here for the money. Ed just hasn't told me how much yet.
Yeah, well, I think
it comes out of Greg's checkbook, so it doesn't matter.
But it is charged to Keith's credit card. So
nothing. Nothing.
Declined.
Yeah, I'm actually here just to brag a little bit about getting my private pilot's license.
As you should. Okay. So
he knows you're going to rub it into Greg.
Yeah. Well, and that's okay. Let's back up just a step here with Terry, Tom, who's on the phone. He's the one who was listening to the show. And Tom, did we actually give you the idea to purchase this Discover flight, and that's how this whole process started, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking for some shows while I was finishing my private, between my written and the time I was taking my practical, and actually looking for any podcast, because I have a long commute a couple days a week. Mm-hmm. I was looking for anybody in the same boat, and you and I were in the same boat, so it was fun listening to you learn how to fly while I was learning how to fly.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in a boat. Well, I could have been if you were listening to our World of Boating Joe, but I was trying to be in a plane.
Yeah, I guess that was a bad pun there.
Yeah, well, actually, I was in a boat, and I should have been in a plane. I have kind of derailed my flight training there, but you listened anyway, and so we helped you pass the time or distracted you enough. You know, it kind of like a car accident. You had to slow down and watch it on your drive out or something. So,
I enjoy your show. You guys do a good job.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I was excited
when Tom called that day to buy Terry the gift certificate for the Discovery flight.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what? We got somebody who actually listens to the radio show?
Now, of course, besides Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Well, you know, Greg was like, well, of course we do.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm being new to all this as I am. It was kind of exciting to actually find out somebody's actually hearing what we have to say. Now, of course, we've met a lot of people since then over the years, and talked to a lot of people. And
true.
You know, so, yeah, I do believe it now. But, you know, Tom, you really gave me faith in the Just Plane Radio and kept me going in it.
They really exist. These people actually take the time to listen to this nonsense, which is a good thing. Keeps me off the streets at night.
Terry probably would have been there sooner, but he had to wait until his Social Security check came in order to learn how to fly and pay for it.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Spoken like a brother.
I like the way these guys interact. But that's
what Greg's waiting for as well.
Yeah, thanks,
Tom,
Keith.
Tom owed me $500.
Yeah.
Finally, he found a way. He got me this $500 you know, introduction to flight certificate.
That's how it started.
So we were even, and I got to.
So when you met Ed, ended up being your flight instructor at Flight Training Professionals, I assume, right? You came into the office.
No, he wouldn't take me.
Oh, he wouldn't take me. No, you went in, you met him, you go, this is a letdown.
Let's push this old fart over.
No, that's not true. but he trained with Evan.
Oh, okay. So you were in more capable hands, is what you're saying.
Yes, I was in very capable hands.
Very capable
hands. The problem was he had heard all the stories about you, Greg, and the fact that you hadn't finished yet, and he was afraid that he wasn't going to finish.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm here for, is to give some people a small bar to jump over or something like that.
So you set the standards extremely low.
Exactly.
So make them look better.
Make them feel better about themselves. Did I achieve that goal?
You achieved that.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that, I think.
I will give you a time frame though that you might shoot for.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I got my first student pilot license in 1976.
Yeah, 76. Well, wait a minute. Then I got some time left.
Yeah, you sure do. I studied hard. Took three lessons. My fourth lesson was in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Once you started back with this latest intro to flight training, that was when? How long ago?
It was March of 2014.
Okay, so and now you've already have your flight certificate, and you're probably well on your instrument rating and everything else.
I'm enjoying my time away from studying right now.
Oh, okay. So you're just kicking back with your certificate.
He's using his certificate. Yeah. He's going places. Yeah. Did you go to Naples not too long ago?
Yep. Flew down to see Tom and Marco.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Yeah. So
I've got about 170 or 80 hours in.
So did you fly Tom around too?
Yeah, actually, we did. We had fun. Cruised around down there a couple hours.
Now, Tom, if I remember from some stuff I've read that you sent us via email, you're already a pilot. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So, and you're flying like crazy machines that have just parachutes on them or something. Is that what I've seen?
Well, I started out in a powered parachute. That's kind of what got my addiction started. That's where I thought I would always be. Had no desire to go any further than that. But I had a two-seat one.
Yeah.
And about the time I got involved with that, the FAA changed the rules, and you had to become a sport pilot in order to fly a two-seat powered parachute, which I did.
Okay.
And it just went from there.
Okay.
The addiction grew.
So the idea was to bring Terry into the fold so you'd have someone to fly with, or to get him certified so he'd fly you all over the place? How's that work?
Well, he's part of the funding cycle. We bought an airplane together, so
I was going to bring that up. I think he got him into it so he could buy an airplane with him.
I knew there was an angle. That's what I'm saying. There's always an angle.
Here's the thing. Where's the airplane kept?
It's kept in Pennsylvania.
Terry, where do you live?
Spring and once in the fall, he goes to Florida.
Yeah, okay. I somehow ended up 1,100 miles away from that airplane.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if that was a great decision, but it's a nice airplane. I got to see it when they did buy it in Florida, and I got to see it before it went to Pennsylvania. Very nice airplane.
And it sounds like a genius decision, according to Tom, at least from his perspective.
Working out real well.
Yeah, I like the way you work it there, buddy. So what kind of plane are we talking about? What do you got up there?
It's a Cessna 172 with an Isham 210 horsepower STC in it. So it performs very well. I don't know. I compare it to a four-man's 182, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say. So it's just like a supercharged 172, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Very 172 nice. On steroids.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. With you could phrase that many ways that it'd get us kicked off the air, but that sounds like a nice ride. And have you flown in that quite a bit yourself, Terry, or not so
no,
much?
No, actually, I'm headed to Pennsylvania tomorrow to get some seat time in it.
Okay,
I flew a test ride in it before we bought it, mm-hmm. and Tom was kind enough to give me a short ride in it just before he took it to Pennsylvania. So.
Okay, he said, here, give me your money. I'm taking it back to Pennsylvania. See you in a while. That's kind of how it worked.
Yeah, you were there, weren't you?
I could learn some things from this Tom guy, I'll tell you what. So
I'm thinking he needs to go for joint custody.
Yeah, man.
take him to court.
Yeah. Is that well? He's taking it out of the state, so you know, jurisdiction issues. He's thought this through well. But so, how recent was
he just
that?
Gets 1 week a month. That's
yeah, exactly. How recent did you guys buy this plane?
Oh, at 4 months ago, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Like,
all right.
Yeah, we flew it back to Pennsylvania the first week in May.
Yeah, very nice. All right. But you're going to bring it back to Florida when the weather's more cooperative. Right now, it's just too damn hot down here. Is that the deal there, Tom?
Yeah, I was thinking more like when I retire 10 or 12 years from now.
We're going to expose the truth here, find out who's going to get full custody of this baby.
Yeah. Tom, isn't that how long it took you to get your license? How long was it?
Oh, here, I'll let the smack talk begin.
Wow.
On Just Plain Radio. And it's not directed at me. It's a first. Yes, I love it. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Attention pilots, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device every pilot needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/plane to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
You are now cleared for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
This is Just Plain Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith and Flight Training Professionals. Plus, in the studio, we have Terry, who is a newly certified pilot. And his friend, Tom, who bought him a Discover Flying certificate with Flight Training Professionals. And that was for Terry, his buddy. And so they bought a plane together. And basically, Terry took the plane back to, or Tom took the plane back to Pennsylvania.
One thing we need to clear up, though.
Yeah, what's that?
Tom's actually my brother, not my friend.
Oh, is that what it is?
You can pick your friends.
He was my friend for a while when we bought the plane.
All right, well, see, there, that's going to create more problems. Or, you know, Tom really covered his ass. That's what I'm saying. Wow. I'm more, the you know, more information comes out, the more higher esteem I have for you there, Tom. That's impressive. All right. But yeah, we, all kidding aside, that's nice. That is a cool thing. You brought your brother into the aviation world. Now you guys are going to fly around and have some cool adventures and in the future, hopefully, with your new ride. By the way, do you have a name for it, Terry? Do you, have you named your 172? or no?
Tom's plane.
Tom's plane. Wow.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
By the time you get up there tomorrow, it's going to be painted on the side.
Yeah, I bet it is. That's impressive. But, you know, Tom's done some other stuff. You know, we mentioned the fact that you have, you've done some of this.
Yeah, it started out as a sport pilot.
But I saw this picture of you doing like one of these parachute planes. Is that right there, Tom? That's kind of where it started for you?
Yeah, I bought a powered parachute, put the thing together, and learned how to fly it, and it was a two-seater, so the rules at the time said in order to fly a two-seater ultralight trainer, mm-hmm. you had to become a basic flight instructor, which I did, and then the FAA immediately changed the rules.
Got it.
I had to get a sport pilot license to continue.
All right, so that kind of jump-started your career into aviation or hobby into it and kind of forced you into, you know, deeper into the activity, which is a good thing. But that's a small community, these ultralights and stuff. So I'm guessing you probably know that post office guy that landed on the Capitol building lawn a few weeks ago that we've been talking about. Is that the case or no? You know his guy?
I don't know him, but I sure know the story.
You know the story. You heard us talking about it, I guess. Is that the...
And he made some other press, too.
Yeah, maybe. He might have made some other news
CNN
programs.
CNN, Crash News Network.
Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff, indeed. But, I mean, I don't know. What do you think of that? You've ridden not necessarily the same type of vehicle, but something close to it, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, the ultralight category, and I think that the gentleman is claiming that he was flying an ultralight and therefore was exempt from a lot of the existing rules. I don't think any of us in the aviation community, no matter what phase of it you're in, appreciate what he did, because it certainly doesn't help anybody promote aviation the way we would like to see it promoted.
Well, exactly. And that was my argument. We actually got an email from somebody that may have known him. I don't know. He's actually from the Central Florida area. Isn't he over by Tampa or something?
I think so.
Yeah, and actually he was planning for the 4th of July holiday. I'd read something that he was coming to Orlando. So I don't know. When me and Keith did the show that week, I choose my words carefully because I didn't want him to go postal on us. But that didn't keep us from getting a couple emails, saying, hey, what do you mean? This guy is a patriot. You know, he was just trying to make a point. I'm like, yeah. But I think you get this as well, is that his actions kind of reflected poorly on the aviation or general aviation community as a whole, because people aren't familiar with whatever rules were broken or not. Even if he wasn't breaking any rules, people are saying, oh, my God, we need more rules. And if he can get away with this kind of nonsense, and that kind of hurts the activity overall. Is that what you're trying to say as well, Tom? Or you agree with
that's
that?
That's exactly right.
Process?
No, and I think the number one rule is you don't fly in that airspace, you know, no matter what.
Yeah.
What aircraft you have.
Mm-hmm.
An ultralight, if it was in fact, it probably is on a gray edge. There's only one ultralight like that I'm aware of, but if you throw more than 5 gallons of fuel in it, that takes it out of that category. And I just can't imagine him flying from Gettysburg to Washington on 5 gallons of fuel.
Well, I don't know. I mean, those things get pretty good gas mileage, or was he figuring it was
good?
Is going to be a one-way flight regardless. He was either going to land or get shot out of the sky. I don't know what he was thinking, but anyway, okay. You know, he made his point, and we'll have to wait and see how it reflects on the general aviation community or ultralight flying. Maybe, hopefully, no more regulations will come down the pike. I don't think any more are needed. Do you think so, Terry?
No, I kind of think maybe the post office would agree that it didn't bring a good light.
Good
to them either, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. And, yeah.
But have you heard any changes to the post office stuff? No.
Yeah. Well, they haven't canceled Saturday service yet, so
right.
I guess as long as we keep that up, it'll be happy, or we'll be happy. Who knows?
So you can go postal, and they won't change any regulations. You know, somebody does something silly in the aviation community, they start adding a bunch of rules and regulations.
Yeah. We don't want.
Not quite sure I understand that.
Well, yeah. I do.
You do?
I do.
What, because you're crazy, too?
No, your name's not crazy.
No,
it's it makes good press.
It was a stunt. He was trying to get attention.
The rule changing. That it's the media wants to talk about it because it's, in their opinion, a good segment.
Yeah.
And so then the general populace thinks what the media says is true and factual.
Yeah.
They are generally not.
People should never listen to media.
Yeah.
Which I think we're media, so stop listening to us.
No. That, we're talking about the mainstream media. Not just playing. We actually know stuff. We know things. We really do. We make them up on the fly, but at least they sound impressive, don't they? Come on.
That's right.
You may not be right, but you're never unsure.
Okay. I was going to say, hey, I'm right even when I'm wrong. That's how I look at it. But regardless, yeah, probably not the wisest way to go. You know, make a statement from a general aviation standpoint. And that was, you know, our beef, I guess. And, they, you know, some people can agree with it and some people don't have to. And we'll have to let the chips fall where they will. But let's get back to talking about Terry and Tom and where you guys plan to go with your newly certified flight certificate now. I mean, you said you're... You're not pursuing any more training at the moment. You're just trying to get some more hours in and get more comfortable behind the wheels, so to speak.
Basically, and enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah,
it's been a while coming. And
are you saying training sometimes hard?
No, you want to do some fun flights. Just focus on the adventure.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, you know, training,
especially when you're old.
Gotta love family.
So I take it Tom is the younger of the two siblings.
He was young enough, so I don't really know him well.
Okay. You're learning real quick, aren't you?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. Well, we're going to break up this family if it's the last thing we do by the end of this show. Right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio, Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. Also in the studio, we have Terry and his brother Tom on the phone. Terry just got certified. How recent? It's been how long?
March.
March. Okay, so it's been a while. So how many flights have you had since then, or how many hours you have since you got certified? You figure?
I would guess.
Maybe we need to clarify this.
What do you mean, Keith?
Well, if we just say he got certified, that has multiple meanings. Let's say he got certified as a private pilot.
Okay, let's say that.
Or he's certifiable.
Well, he's here.
Let's say that, too.
That pretty much says that.
Yeah, I figured the brothers would have that out, but I didn't think you would do it so quickly, Greg.
Yeah, well.
I've probably flown 60 hours.
Oh, really? Okay.
Since then.
So, when you got your certificate, you had how many hours on your logbook? Because you'd done this back in the day.
Maybe... back in the day, I didn't count those hours.
You didn't count them at all. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So it doesn't count.
But I had, you know, under 10 back at that time.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you just started back then. So that didn't really count. No, only 10 hours. You did a few touch and go type things.
I think I was up 3 times.
Okay. All right. So, but once you got your certificate, you figured you had how many hours in your logbook?
If I remember right, somewhere around 70.
70. Okay. Uh-huh. That's normal. It's not 108 like me.
Yeah, but you're counting simulator time.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So really, I don't have that.
No.
So at least half of that is sim time, isn't it?
Not half, but probably a good 20.
Well, if I wanted to make myself sound better, I would go higher with the sim time, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
But you figure, I don't know, we did maybe 40 hours, maybe? 30? 40? No. No, you're not going to go with that on that?
sounds like an auctioneer. 30, 40, 50, 50.
Well, you know, I got to work this.
40, sold.
You have any ideas how many people have asked me this when we're out and about, and they go, how many hours you got? And you don't have your certificate? I said, well, I only got 108. They're like, 108?
The bottom line is the hours don't matter. It's the performance that does.
Well, I've performed well, haven't I? Oh, wait, we got a commercial break. Hold on.
Convenient. Yeah, you better get that one out.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
The flight situation, simple. There's no way on earth we're going to get out of here tonight. We'd have more luck playing pickup sticks with our butt cheeks than we will getting a flight out of here before daybreak.
I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly.
Hi there, Bob Hoover here. You are listening to Just Plane Radio. Here's Greg, your co-pilot, and some other folks.
There's a whole bunch of them today. But I am Greg, your co-pilot. Ed's here, Keith's here, same old crew. But we got a couple additions this week. Tom and Terry are with us, who just got certified recently. 60 hours since you got certified,
yeah.
Back in March, and we got to go back and talk about the process and kind of put Ed's training skills under a microscope.
Sure,
I'd rather do that as opposed to focus on me. Is what I'm saying. You hear what I mean?
Because stuff doesn't stand up under scrutiny.
Well, it can if we lie a little bit, and we just do that too often.
I was referring to the warm pile of stuff.
Yeah.
I can't say what it is on
yeah,
the
yeah.
On
it's
the
getting
air.
Pretty deep in here, yeah, that's for sure. But regardless, Terry, so the whole process overall, did you find it difficult from your personal perspective, or just challenging, or was a cakewalk? What do you think?
It certainly wasn't a cakewalk. I started at a school, at a different school. I think starting in one school and migrating partway through, actually I soloed it at a different school. So I learned how to get an airplane off the ground and back on the ground at one school.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how to be a pilot at Flight Training Professional. So
you had already soloed at another training facility by the time he came over and hung with you guys?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So did you like their approach, or was there a difference in the training or not really?
It was apples and oranges.
Really?
It was a rural school. I had a normal phobia of not wanting to talk a lot on the radio. Yeah. Preferably none.
Yeah, we're in that same category. Yeah. Listen to
you.
You'd
think a radio guy wouldn't have a problem talking on a radio.
Yeah,
but yeah, when Greg started and was trying to talk on the frequency at executive, it was quite comical.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that I had a problem talking on the radio. It was a problem of talking anything intelligent on the radio. I didn't care.
You still have that problem.
Well, true. I mean, I don't care that I sound like an idiot. I just couldn't communicate anything to the tower or understand what the hell they were trying to say to me.
Right.
So, but you went through a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, it was, it was normal, and flying at a rural airport, non-towered, you're kind of talking to yourself half the time anyway. So,
yeah. So the other place was a very small area or a small school and out in the boondocks, so to speak, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Which I would think that'd be easier.
I would
know
from a radio perspective.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. It was less intimidating
from a skill set standpoint. It was probably more challenging. A smaller runway, no cross runway, so you're working with the wind.
Yeah,
but
there's not a lot of people around to see your mistake, so that pressure.
Oh yeah, there's
is
still
well.
Plenty of people watching.
When you make a mistake, there's always a lot of people watching.
Okay, and everybody knows everybody, so yeah, all right.
But it was I soloed there, and I don't remember what the hours were, but I'd say somewhere around. Maybe mid-20s
yeah.
To solo.
Okay.
But
So it must have been pretty intimidating to come to Orlando Executive and start training with Ed and Keith and those guys at Flight Training Professionals and have to deal with much more traffic.
Yeah.
Because we're right next to the international airport. There's different airspace issues you have to consider.
It was, as you put, very intimidating.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, there were a lot more students, a lot more planes, a lot more variety of everything.
Yeah.
So when you walk in for your couple hours of training, there's four, five, six students walking out that, you know, look just like you do, wide-eyed. and you realize, geez, you know, there's if these people can do it.
I'm not the only idiot. Yeah, look at all these people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that spending time with Terry during the training program, one of the things that surprised me about the previous training is the difference in the academic time spent or not spent.
Right.
And that I think that's another thing you'd probably say was a big eye opener.
Well, I was maybe ahead of the game from the mechanical ability to fly.
Yeah.
But I was, and I had next to no
classroom type stuff.
Classroom type.
I gotcha. Yeah. So Ed is a stickler about that for sure.
Yeah.
And it's good. Yeah. It kind of forces you down to make sure you go A, B, C, D, know what you're doing.
Right.
Not just throwing you in the plane and kind of learning on the fly.
Right. If I had it to do over again, I would start with the books a little bit, a lot more at the beginning.
Yeah.
And try and mix it in so it was not. I started out with all fly time, which was wonderful.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
But it's a lot more fun to fly than it is to sit in the classroom.
Sure.
But it left me in the classroom for a long period of time.
Getting caught up.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had to kind of backtrack a little bit.
And there's the other natural effect of going to side effect of going to two different schools is the second school doesn't know what you learned and didn't learn.
Right.
So there's some duplication, and there's also some, maybe some missing training that you don't realize until later on because it was an assumption that you learned that at the previous school.
Yeah. So you guys have to evaluate his skills and pick up where he left off, so to speak.
The other thing about this, and this is a saying that our good friend Diego says all the time, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And coming from one training environment, I don't think Terry knew what was missing until he started seeing what we were doing with him and then realized what he missed. And there probably were some things that, we thought they covered in, through our evaluation process, did not evaluate or figured that, well, that's basic. That was probably done already. And there, we might have been talking about something and it sounded foreign to Terry.
Yeah.
And that's always one of the big challenges when you're taking on a customer that has had training elsewhere. And it generally starts with a review of the logbook and let's go out and see how you fly. The other thing the law schools do, they do that, but they don't sit down and give you a quiz and start asking you questions and see where your knowledge base is.
Yeah.
And that, I want to kind of fast forward to the end and talk a little bit about the flight test. How'd you feel going into that flight test with the oral? Did you going into it feel as confident as you did after coming out of it? And seeing the results of, oh yeah, I actually really do know this stuff.
You mean the check ride?
Yeah.
I think the first eye opener was when I went for the written,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that I know a little bit more than I thought I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then going from that into the check ride was a fair amount of time in between. In hindsight, I wished I would have been ready to take the check ride
right there,
the next hour, or the next day after doing the written. Yeah.
Ah, because there were some things you're like refreshing your mind. You're like, I can go right to it.
Yeah.
How much of a gap did you end up having?
Oh, a month, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and then so was it Diego?
No, Diego had retired by then.
Oh, okay.
Diego retired.
Was it Dave Thompson?
I went to the seminar the week before.
Yeah.
he got out just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
That's what he told us, Derek.
no, was it Dave Thompson?
Yes, it was.
Dave.
Yeah. Dave I think I was very fortunate to get Dave. He, you couldn't be more nervous. I think on the day of your check ride, no matter how well prepared you are,
And he showed up in his underwear to make you feel more at home.
He could have showed up without his underwear. I wouldn't have noticed. I was worried about me, not him. But
he does
a great job relaxing you. And by the time we got done with the oral, which was probably 2 hours, I felt like I'd been with a friend and just exchanged stories about flying.
He kept it in that vein.
I think it's very important when we choose an examiner, we find one that is like that. And we wait a little longer to get rides with Dave because we know he's not going to add the pressure like some examiners do.
Mm-hmm. But you thoroughly enjoyed the process, it sounds like to me.
Yes, I did. It was a process.
For sure. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes!
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith of Flight Training Professionals. Also, Tom and Terry, brothers that are now in the aviation world because Tom bought Terry a Discover flight, and now he is a certified pilot himself. What holds the future? What's in the future for you? Are you going to get your instrument rating?
He's going to go to Pennsylvania and fly his airplane.
Well, he's going to go try to track down
Tom's
his plane,
airplane.
A repo. He's going to perform a repo from his brother. I don't know. Do you guys have some flying adventures planned together?
Yes, we do. One thing, maybe we ought to back up. We have another brother named Tim who we bring out of the woods once
Tom,
in a
Terry,
while.
And Tim?
Yep.
All right.
But when when they come down to Fun and Sun,
okay,
we try every year to do something avionic based.
Nice. Well, you go out. Are you flying into Sun and Fun? Is that what you hope to do? Or
no, we haven't. Just I just got my ticket, and I wouldn't fly with Tom when he was when he had his previous
statement. Yeah.
Next year we're going to.
Got it. Okay. So Tom will fly with you. Is that right, Tom? Are you willing to go on record and say that?
I think we're going to do this. If we go into Sun and Fun for the first time, I think it's going to be a joint effort.
Uh-huh.
You know, and honestly, that's the best way to do it because it really does take, you know, more than one pilot to make it in and out of there safely. You've got to really be on the radios, listening to the instructions, and eyes outside looking for other airplanes.
Yeah. Well, and the other brother?
I've read the note him a couple years, and as I've gone down there, tried to, you know, from the ground visualize the approach and all of that kind of thing. So I think we're ready.
Yeah. I mean, if you follow the Notams and all those plans, I did it with Ed, and I felt pretty comfortable with it. Now, Ed was freaking out.
I wasn't freaking out, but because I had you with you, I had to do the work of two people.
Yeah. But I was fine. Yeah, I didn't realize how dangerous it was at the time. But
of course you were fine. You were curled up underneath the back seat.
Get out. That was not me screaming like a little girl. That was just not me. That was my phone.
Your ringtone.
Yeah. So, but your other brother, is he a pilot too or no?
No, he's just getting started on his sport pilot.
Okay. So you're working the whole crew in eventually.
We really hope to. That's kind of our goal.
Yeah. So do you have...
He's got some health issues, so we're kind of hoping for the third class medical reform. They're not health issues that would keep a pilot from being in the sky.
Yeah.
But they're significant enough that he certainly would benefit by the third class medical reform if that ever takes shape.
Got it. Well, that's what my excuse is as well. I just don't want to do one. it really doesn't matter. I could pass it, no problem, but I just don't want to pay the $150. I'd rather put that towards fuel in my plane. Right? That's a positive way to look at it. Yeah. Okay. But so where are you guys? Are you planning some outings, or are you going to fly the plane down to Florida here when it cools off, maybe after the summer, and do something south or what?
We really haven't put together much of plans. My plan is to spend more time in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And fly the plane up there.
Yeah. Do you got a lot of good places to fly up there, Tom, or what?
We do. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's in northern Pennsylvania, and we aren't too far from New York's Finger Lakes. So we have a flight that we're going to do through the Finger Lakes region. We have a 90-year-old female friend of my mother's who we're going to go pick her up at an airport if all weather works out well and fly her over to another airport in the Finger Lakes and visit with family while we're there, and then we'll fly her home, hopefully.
Very nice. Now, is that the same plane, though, you guys hope to fly into Sun and Fun next year, March or April? Or
Same plane.
That is the plan, huh?
I don't know if it's leaving Pennsylvania. We might rent one of Ed's.
Well, that might be easier. Yeah.
Last I knew, Ed was pretty picky who he rented to.
I rented it to you, maybe not Tom, but you.
Yeah.
Well, he brought it home the other day.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true.
Being that he is certified now, Ed, do you care to comment about his progress now that you're kind of through all the paperwork and issues of being his official flight instructor? You can really spill the beans and say, oh, God, he was an awful student.
that would be Evan's job.
That would be Evan's job, but I don't think Evan would even say that.
Oh, you don't think? You think you'd say good things about Terry?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and that's what I figured. You know, I'm bringing this only up so Terry can actually talk about you. So go ahead, Terry. Tell us us how you really feel.
I really found the school and the experience, it was very successful for me.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable process.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah, they have a great crew over there, despite Ed and Keith. you know, the people that work for them are awesome.
They are. Good crew.
I'm just digging McGrave
here. They are. I can't disagree with that. Okay. We've gotten very lucky with our staff.
True.
We spend a lot of time training them to do the things the way we want it done, and they do a great job of turning around delivering that to the customer. I cannot say enough about the group.
Yeah. Well, if they can tolerate Ed, they can really.
Yeah, they had a great time when I was on vacation last week. But
no. I actually took a lesson last week while Ed was gone.
You did?
It wasn't because he was gone. I needed to get my night currency back, so I went up and with Evan. And
isn't that the best time to fly? I think it is.
Right now, I couldn't say it is for me. I just haven't.
Well, it's so hot right now in Orlando. I mean, nighttime's the only time you can fly without dying.
No, you still sweat then. Yeah. Well, you know, and like I say, there's a lot of stuff out there that looks completely different than you see in the daytime, and it takes a while for the brain to adjust to it and get comfortable with it. And, you know, I enjoy flying at night. I just wish it wasn't coming around at 9:30.
Yes, he goes to bed early. He's an early riser.
Yeah, I got a 7 a.m. flight and a 9:30 p.m. flight, so it's a long day.
All right. Well, there's some information you really didn't need, but what the hell? And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.